All right, hanging out with Young D and Young Tribes. If you guys don't know these dudes, you guys are seriously slipping. It's the Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Welcome back, fellas.
Hey, man. Thanks for having us again.
Nice. Now, I see you guys are getting ready to hit the road, the Hot Planet Tour, starting in Nebraska, traveling through the States a bit, then making your way back through Canada. Where would you say you guys have had your wildest crowd in all your journeys to date?
I mean, you know, it's always different. Like, I would have to say here in Vancouver. But outside of our city, Toronto's always crazy. Oklahoma's crazy. Tacoma was crazy. And then all the way down to, like, Albuquerque was wild. But, yeah, no, like, we have a lot of, like, big shows out here on the West. And then if you go east, like, Toronto and even down to, like, Halifax and all that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I mean, our shows always pop. So as long as there's people there, it's going to be crazy.
Nice. Now, strange things. Strangest moment on the road. I'm scared to ask this one.
we have a lot.
Yeah. We actually compiled a list of crazy things, and you can write a book on it.
Yeah, pretty much. It'd be a hell of a memoir of the day we write one. I don't know, man. We've had so many. Like, every tour has, like, its ups and downs. Like, even on the last one.
Yeah, well, let me just say Revelstoke.
Yeah.
We were on tour, and we just kicked off tour. We just picked up our tour van. We were driving through the mountains trying to get to Calgary, our first show, or Edmonton, or whatever it was. And then we had avalanche warning, so we were trying to beat the road shutdown. And then our turbo went on our van, on our rental. So then we had to park overnight and hit up the rental company. And they said they were gonna make their way out and switch us vans out, because we went to the Ford dealership, and they couldn't get a turbo for like a few days. So what happened was we got the van, and then it was like a day and a half later. But what we did was we ended up booking or running around the town, and we were going into different bars and all that. Well, our manager was, and he was like trying to just get us a show, a last second show. So then we ended up finding a place last second. And we just went around the town and just let people know word of mouth. And then the whole town came together. There was like 200-300 people there within like 8 hours. And we just had a fucking rager of a show. Yeah. and then we already missed our next two shows. And then when we got our van back, we got stuck in Revelstoke again because of an avalanche warning. Yeah, that was crazy. But
so good memories.
That's tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, nice word. You guys are...
that's just one little story.
Yeah. No worries. So you guys were talking about Edmonton for a minute there. I noticed no Alberta dates I've seen yet. No stop in the prairies thus far. Can we expect a stop in the prairies eventually?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Next year, we're looking at probably like 100 tour stops.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got a new album.
Yeah. So like our main goal is like this next tour that we have right here is like we're hitting up all of the cities that are like outside the major cities. Instead of doing Seattle, we're going to go to Tacoma. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just stuff like that. So, and then when the album drops, so when Rent Future drops, that's where we're going to hit up everywhere. Like, I remember last year we did damn near like a circle around Turtle Island. Like, we started in the West, went all the way to Toronto, down this, through the South, back up the West. Like, it was insane. It was fun, but it was insane. And we're pretty much going to be doing the exact same thing next year.
If not more. We did 80 shows last year. We're looking at over 100 this year.
Yeah.
This upcoming year. We're going to be hitting your cities. Don't worry.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it. I noticed Travis Thompson on a few of these days. How wild is that going to be to have Travis on the same stage?
Yeah, that's our dog, man. We've done a few shows with him already.
Yeah.
At least like two. And like every time we're around Seattle or Portland or whatever, he pulls up. So the last time we were in Bellingham, he pulled up. And yeah, he always just makes himself available for us. He's a good friend of ours. We've been doing a lot of work with him. So
dope.
No, we've been like fans of his since like 2018 too, man. Yeah. So it's like a nice full circle moment for us that we get to tour together.
Yeah. Now, big move since we last chatted. You guys are rolling with Sony now. Got paid and cashing those Sony checks. What does that mean for you guys? And how are things different now that your label signed?
There's just more support, to be honest. Yeah. Like, us, the Snotty Nose Rez Kids, we've always taken care of business. We've always made sure we were taken care of. We always made sure we stayed busy. And we always made sure that we had income coming in so we don't have to fucking get real jobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for us, I feel like me and Deef both feel like we've done as much as we could being independent. And we just wanted to try it out and just see where we could go in the next few years with signing to a major label. And so far, it's been good. It's been really good for us. And I think that with the release of Red Future, I think it's going to bring us from here to here. You know what I mean? Is in terms of accessibility and just having building fan base. Because right now, we can tour. We're living comfortable. But I think that if our music really pops off, our careers will really like skyrocket. So that's what we're hoping for. But like so far, it's just been... just having the extra support has been nice.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, like you say, it's like evolution. It's just the next step for you guys, right? And you guys are talking about the Red Future. Let's talk about Indigenous Hip Hop. We launched a brand new 24/7 Indigenous Hip Hop station, first of its kind, Red Beats Radio. I feel like Indigenous Hip Hop is finally, you know, breaking beyond just us as Indigenous people. And I feel like you guys were a huge part of that rising of Indigenous Hip Hop. How do you feel about the state of Indigenous Hip Hop today?
Just like anything, it just keeps getting better, you know? Like, I see, like, really dope artists coming up. Northside Baby, shout out him. A lot of Boslin, you know, even down to Travis Thompson, like, he's been doing it just long as, if not longer than us. But now people are starting to get shine, you know, because we're coming together as a community and people are taking us seriously. Where back in the day, like, even when we were kids, like, we'd be rapping and just trying to make something of ourselves and people wouldn't take us serious. But now, like, we kind of, like, showed them, like, what we're capable of, and we forced them to take us serious. We didn't come up with no cosigns or anything like that. But now we have the capability and to cosign for people, you know, to, like, help them out. Like I remember when Boslin first started, I wouldn't say we cosigned for him, but we put him on our first single for Trapline, and it definitely helped, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what we have the capability of doing for younger artists that are coming up, that reach out to us, that we believe in.
Yeah, word. Chatting with the Snotty Nose Rez Kids today. New album, Life After, new single, got paid today. Go cop the album. Hot Planet Tour, coming to a town near you. Go and see what all the fuss is about. Young D Tribes, the Nuskamon, thanks again for hanging out with us over here. We wish you guys nothing but the best.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Sir, appreciate you.